Thanks to population and economic growth, by the mid to late 19th century, cities were too large to be run informally as volunteer projects of local elites. Their failures can be measured by the many fires, epidemics, and riots that marked city life in mid-century. At the same time that these sorts of problems were mounting, the electoral landscape was changing. In the early 19th century, for the most part, only male property owners could vote. Beginning in the 1820s, nearly all state voting laws changed so that property was no longer a barrier to vote. For example, in New York, property requirements rendered some three-quarters of all the adult male New York City population ineligible until 1826. States still limited the vote to men, and some states had explicit restrictions to limit African American voting. These changes were instituted at a time just before the upsurge in immigration to the U.S. Waves of European immigrants began arriving in the U.S. in the 1840s and continued until 1920. At that time, there were no long naturalization processes to keep immigrants from becoming voters, so the hundreds of thousands of immigrants who came to American cities each year, at least the men, were almost automatically voters.